Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, April 6, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride and the latest episode, I suppose. And not this episode, not Road Warrior Radio, but, you know, the latest episode. What do I mean? Well, this. Go ahead, please.
The grim new outlook on the coronavirus outbreak and a dire warning from the White House. This morning, the U.S. Surgeon General compared this coming week to some of America's greatest tragedies and told Americans to be prepared as the death toll continues to rise.
This is going to be the hardest and the saddest week of most Americans' lives, quite frankly. This is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, only it's not going to be localized. It's going to be happening all over the country. And I want America to understand that.
The prediction comes as the number of confirmed cases in the U.S. rises to over 321,000. More than 9,100 people have died so far, with over 1,300 deaths reported on Saturday alone.
Oh, my goodness. Be afraid. Be very afraid. So, not just a Pearl Harbor moment, but now a 9/11 moment also. And, you know, some of us obviously recall that infamous document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, with that peculiar little passage on page 51. The process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event. Like what? Like a new Pearl Harbor? Or how about a Pearl Harbor and 9/11 all wrapped up in one? Isn't that nice? Which, you know, so when we talk Pearl Harbor, 9/11, any episode, I think we should be clear about how these things work. And the idea that, according to folks like Patrick Lawson, you know, these are episodes. So, without further ado, the man himself. Go ahead, please.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall we had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
By what? We cause things to happen. I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough, and it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Obviously, someone's itching for that. Who knew that war was just, well, what? How Wesley Clark described it back in 2007, isn't to deter conflict. It's to, you know, destabilize and topple countries and regions and people. So episodes. I mean, do you really think that Mike Tyson, sorry, Jerome Adams, I like Jerome Adams, but I wonder, you know, if those words, this is our Pearl Harbor, our 9/11. It's our Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Really? Just, I mean, I guess most people, that to me, it has the opposite effect. It's so hyperbolic that it's obviously designed to invoke a certain reactionary response. We see it, but I suppose if we feel so inclined, we probably should be sharing those things with our neighbors. But it's difficult in these moments. It's difficult when the episode is in play, because people are in a state of suspended animation and suspended disbelief, cognitive dissonance, all of those things kick in. And people become resistive to help, I guess, in the same sort of fashion that a person who's drowning makes it difficult to rescue them. People become irrational. And, you know, there are all kinds of related issues. You know, for example, the Dunning-Kruger effect, where the village idiot wants to argue with the, you know, lifelong chemist or whatever field expert, subject matter expert, someone who has studied for a long time. So, you know, there are related cognitive dissonance issues, but I think it's important for us to remember and to share whenever and wherever possible that, I guess that's, you know, that might be a high level kind of thing. I suppose it shouldn't be, though, that these are episodes. An incident or event that is part of a progression or larger sequence. An incident or action standing out by itself, but more or less connected with a complete series of events. And I have talked recently about William Guy Carr's Satan, Prince of This World. And how in that era, you know, the first half of the 20th century, for example, folks that were paying attention were referring to it as the World Revolutionary Movement, the WRM. And everything was connected to it that was disruptive in nature, shall we say. And I guess it's no coincidence that Henry Kissinger has written an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. And where is that titled, "The Coronavirus Pandemic Will Forever Alter the World Order." Speaking of old school bad guys. This reminds me, I have a series. I'm going to post a lot of stuff in today's archive. I've been remiss, admittedly. But, you know, nobody has anywhere to go or anything to do right now because we're in lockdown and in America. Isn't it wonderful how that happened? Amazing. One of the things that I will post you can look up, obviously, is the series that JBS CEO Art Thompson went through a while back. I think it was 2018. Myths versus facts. And let me see if I can find the exact title of that real fast. Yeah. Art Thompson, Myths versus Facts. And it's a 40 video series. Gets into some interesting, I don't know, touches on kind of some jumping off points, suppose you could say. And I don't know, maybe we'll play one of those. But, you know, speaking of episodes and a series of events and this world revolutionary movement and the way that every uprising, every social uprising ties back to this group and their, or this effort. And I believe that it's bigger than just the people orchestrating this. I think that's why we see things that don't make sense, you know, even for psychopaths like Bill Gates. I wonder if he gets teased, the new money guy, when he goes to World Economic Forum. All right. Hey, look, it's the new money guy. What's up, new money guy? I wouldn't be surprised. They all seem vulnerable to me. Bill Gates seems very vulnerable. George Soros seems like the Zek to me. Donald Trump obviously is as fragile and delicate as his ego. If his ego isn't getting stroked, he could implode at any given moment. But, you know, like a bundle of sticks, they feel stronger together. Hashtag stronger together. Bill Gates thinks that Fauci's doing a wonderful job with the numbers. Really? You mean propaganda? And since we know that the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012 has, I mean, it's not even, that to me should be, that should be a huge alarm to people. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. What it is it's the Smith-Mundt Reversal Act. Kind of the way that we reversed Glass-Steagall. Oops, what could possibly go wrong there? And so many other things. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act was intended, coming out of World War II, as I understand it anyway, to prevent the federal government from propagandizing the American people. And then the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act came along and said, well, you know, we can't. I mean, how are we supposed to know if stuff bounces off foreign wire services and comes back through social media? And the next thing you know, PBS is running articles about how the NFL is paid millions of dollars each season to promote the United States military, but because they're just patriotic. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. So the point is that we ignore the strong link between health security and international security at our peril. Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place in the years ahead. This is also where we see many epidemics starting. For example, Ebola.
Well, that's interesting. The next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen. Who's been at the forefront of things on computer screens? Terrorist intent on using genetic engineering. Who's on the forefront of that, genetic engineering, to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus? You know, people have commented on the fact that the Pirbright Institute, I want to say, there's a great deal of controversy over patent number 10130701. Was filed in November of 2000, or excuse me, issued in November 2018. And all the articles say, well, you know, that's that's in pigs, isn't it? That's that ain't got nothing to do. That's a virus patented for pigs, in pigs. What's the scenario that we keep hearing? In fact, what is the event 201 scenario? From bats to pigs to people, a mutagenic strain, zoonotic mutagenic strain. Idiots. Well, that's in pigs. That ain't in people. Really? Your thinking is that blunted. Okay. So who's involved in computers, genetic engineering, synthetic versions of things, you know, patenting viruses and things? Who's been fascinated and completely obsessed for more than a decade with this kind of stuff? Huh. This guy says, you know, it could what did he say? By the way, the title of that's an AP archive video on YouTube. That's not some conspiracy. I mean, I guess Associated Press is a conspiracy now. The title of that video clip is Gates, Millions Could Die from Bioterrorism at the 2017 Munich Security Conference. Did you know? That's important. The 2017 Munich Security Conference. So that was him back in 2017 saying the same thing that he's been saying forever. Well, at least for the last, 20 years, essentially? We'll say 15 to be safe. So, you know, it could happen, you know, whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show, you know, whether it's natural or, you know, biological terrorism. By the way, speaking of 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and episodes, what did the PNAC say? You know, they talked about a catastrophic and catalyzing event. And then they said something about a politically useful tool. Was it on page 60? Information systems will become an important focus of attack. Speaking of computer screens, particularly for U.S. enemies seeking to short-circuit sophisticated American forces and advanced forms of biological warfare that can target, quote-unquote, specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. Well, gosh, if you are looking for a catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor / 9/11, whether it's naturally occurring or, you know, at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models, who is also involved in modeling? That, you know, Bill Gates says with Trevor Noah, our partner, the IHME. Your partner? Can we fog a mirror in America? Do we understand what is going on? There is one guy who is painfully obviously at the center of all of these things. I'm not saying that he's the kingpin of this racket per se, but he's definitely connected at every connection point, every single one. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad. Works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Bottom of the first hour already of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast, this Monday, April 6, 2020. I'm thinking about doing, I don't know, is there a way to do like some kind of coal mine canary deal? Stuff is disappearing so fast. Aaron and Melissa Dykes, wash your hands. Better click on that. That's gone. Dr. Rashid Batar's, several of his videos. I was going to play that live stream he did, I think, on Saturday. Dana Ashley's 5G video. She put up a video late yesterday, I believe. And titled Video Removed and BBC Inferred I Lied. my two cents, you know. And when the BBC says you lied, I mean, you know, wasn't it the BBC that told us that Building 7 had gone down 20 minutes before it had actually collapsed into its footprint without ever being hit by anything? So that's, you know, fantastic. Anyway, some of us get emails. I don't know about you, but I get subscription emails, which I think is, you know, why people would be unsubscribed. You know, you get the kind of the RSS feed in your inbox on things. And so, you know, you can keep track of that stuff. And so if you can pump that RSS feed into a site, this is something I've talked about for a long time, then you could see when things disappear and you could see what the name of it was. But it's kind of a, it's a gaslighting effect when you don't even leave, when all record of the video, at least on YouTube, is sort of expunged. And they leave that page with, you know, this video has been removed for effect, obviously. It's not a 404 page or anything like that. It's a, this video has been removed, you know, learn more for violating community guidelines. Really, what can we vote as a community? This is what's happening in America. YouTube should be gone, booted. And like James Corbett says, you know, people hopelessly addicted to these platforms. I think it's useful, but, you know, our use of it and the way we think of it should be different, I think. Marshall McLuhan, the medium is the message, kind of clue or cue as far as that is concerned. You know, use it to the extent it's useful and maybe not allow YouTube. I mean, I don't think there's any denying that when you have channels that have hundreds of thousands of followers and millions of views, Dana Ashley's channel, speaking of that, and I saw something recently, her videos are circulating. People are talking about, I don't know, who is this person? You know, her mortgage, was that it? I think that was it, the Mortgage News video. Citizen Reporters, yeah, I think that's it. So that's been shared around YouTube and the interwebs, and people don't even know. Who is this person? Anyway, that's interesting. So almost 9 million views on Dana Ashley's channel, this channel alone. And obviously, you know, I mean, you start talking about channels like James Corbett's, and speaking of that, how many views overall does YouTube say that James Corbett's channel has? Let's see. 73, almost 74 million views. I would have thought it'd be significantly more than that. I would argue that James Corbett would probably get 73 million views a year. So I, you know, YouTube is benefiting from these things. And obviously it's kind of a honeypot operation also to see who's who, especially when you're doing the kind of espionage and surveillance and, you know, counter-intel kind of stuff that Google is notorious for. Anyway, thinking about the platform differently and utilizing it differently, maybe that's something to think about. I mean, this time, this month, I think we need to be thinking differently about things. I want to play a couple of things in today's broadcast and dump a bunch of stuff in today's broadcast archive. I promise I will do that. It's been difficult, obviously, being completely swamped in the Orthodox sense, you know, bow underwater kind of thing is how it feels. I'm sure you feel that way. I think we all feel that way, except for the animals, right? Where is that? Where is that? Where did that go? Oh. So, Nature Connection, the YouTube channel, which has 10 times fewer subscribers than Dana Ashley, for example. But this video, posted March 27, has been viewed almost 4 million times. And, you know, I'm sure that's purely coincident. I'm sure it's completely organic traffic. And this video is not getting boosted, and Dana Ashley's videos or James Corbett's or whomever's are not getting suppressed. Dana Ashley has actually talked about that in one or two of her videos, how the traffic, when you look at your YouTube dashboard, you can see where the traffic comes from, and none of it comes from YouTube in almost every case with her videos. So that basically means that people are sharing it with one another. But I'm sure that's probably the case with this Nature Connection video titled Coronavirus Lockdown Effects on All on Animals Part 1, viewed almost 4 million times. And so, you know, this is one. I've mentioned another story recently, animals out wandering around in the city in many places around the world. And so, you know, we have Maurice Strong, the ghost of Maurice Strong, alive and well, the Rewilding Initiative. You know what? If you won't do it in on the North American continent, we'll just do it all over the world. What do you think? In a matter of weeks. Boom. Just like that. All right, so let's get on track with things. Let's see. Well, I'll come back to that, I suppose. So I misspoke. What was that, last week on the King County deaths? I mentioned that I went to, you know, when Rhonda in Missouri and I were talking about the issue, and I quickly went to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, you know, where they're running video, AP video from Miami on the Seattle PI. Does that make sense? Another ship with virus victims docks in Florida, and it's a helicopter shot, so, you know, what are they doing? Why are they doing it? You know, and it looks all serious, but is it staged? Who knows? Because again, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, or I would call it the Smith-Mundt Reversal Act, or the United States, just call it what it is. Can't do that, because who was it that wrote that brilliant article? Somebody wrote a great article about that. I mean, lots of people have talked about it, but, you know, you have to call it the opposite in Orwellian fashion of what it is, and you make it sound patriotic. Patriot Act. When it should be called, you know, the Tyranny Enforcement Act or something like that. So if you go to King County's, the listing, seattlepi.com, local/local/obits. That's where I said I went. Those links are, the 40 that I mentioned are for the days, the individual days. And if you click on through the day, then you have the actual obituaries listed for that day. This, I think, is even more revealing. You know, again, Streisand effect in full effect. Bernice Robinson, 72. George Richard Larson Jr., 76. Kevin Edward Gillis, 65. Stanley Eugene Gamble, 68. Soon K. Eng, 94. Enid Ursula Verkhamer, 93. Harris Hodge, 90. Et cetera, et cetera. You know, the youngest that I see for March 31st is, well, there are a couple of, there's Jennifer Adams, 54, Jeffrey Michael Berdiger, 43, Most are 70s, 80s, 90s. Here's another one, 43. But several, you know, 85, 90, 79, 92, 92, 95, 86, 82, 73, 73, 90, 88, 93, 97, 99, 90. You see what I'm saying? This thing we've heard about, comorbidity, for example, you know, I mean, even Deborah Birx said we're patterning after Italy. No, wait. Italy revised their numbers. Before we have to deal with that issue, let's swallow hard and go back to the models and find a different model. Let's go to Bill Gates' partner, the IHME, and Chris Murray. What do they say? They say, well, based on the data coming from New York and New Jersey, okay, but there's a problem there. You know, Houston, we have a problem because you know, some folks understand, like Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota. What did she say? We're not New York. We're not New York City, I think is what she said. Not everywhere is New York City or New Jersey. And she even mentioned, I believe, maybe we'll play that clip, that, you know, the, how did she put it? Basically, you know, people stacked up on top of one another is, if there is a reality to the transmission of communicable diseases, then obviously if you're stacked up on top of one another, it becomes a roach motel pretty quickly. And that reminds me of Barry Brownfield. Remember the article that I mentioned recently, actually? It wasn't that long ago. It's been within the last year, I think. Barry Brownfield's article from April. April 5, 2002. Wow, that's pretty cool. Smart growth, people per acre. Larry just sent me a Joan Vian article from News with Views, I believe it was, which I think, again, is fantastic. Who's Joan Vian? Who was Joan Vian? Who was Derry Brownfield? Go read some of their stuff. Derry Brownfield wrote, over the past few years, we have discussed sustainable communities. Blech. A term used by the politically correct elite for our future cities. Cities without automobiles, no suburbs, no large homes on 2-acre lots. That's a large home? Wow. But I mean, you know, Derry Brownfield knows. Anyway, sustainable communities, you know, like Google's port little thing or Bill Gates' dream in the desert or whatever. Sustainable communities tie in well with Agenda 21 and now Agenda 2030. And the Wildlands Project, what did I just say? The rewilding? That goes in the funnel, comes out the other side of the corona nonsense scare, whereby 50% of the United States will be reverted back to the wild, and our entire population will live in these areas of smart growth. Can you see that happening? People are going to start flooding into these larger metropolitan areas. And things will equalize. Nobody will hear about these little towns that, you know, the little ghost towns. You'll hear a little bit, but it'll be to sort of eulogize it, make it a museum piece, kind of like the ghost towns of the Old West. But it's exciting because, you know, we have this new place for you here, and now we have the vaccine that Bill Gates says we have to make billions of and put that out to the world. What could he possibly have to gain? I don't know. I think I'll go through some of the interests of Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation maybe in the next hour. But Derry Brownfield wrote, the following figures have been taken from the Sierra Club website. For example, Minnesota's Twin Cities density is 1,800 people per square mile. But with smart growth, it should grow to 3,000 people per square mile. Portland now has a density of 3,000 people per square mile, but should be as dense as Los Angeles, 5,600 people per square mile. You keep going, and Manhattan. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Constellations, a faintly glimmering radio.
So population density, Derry Brownfield, talking almost 20 years ago about the numbers. And so from his article, drawing from the Sierra Club website, you can't find that page there anymore. Imagine that. We have to keep moving the goalposts, lest the plebs discover the plot. You know, and this is something that supersedes all of these groups, in my opinion. It gets to the battle on a spiritual level, because the devil has a time frame. And that really is sort of what it comes down to. And bad guys have remarked from time to time how there are times when nothing's going on, and then suddenly, you know, like now, a year passes in a day these days. So we're sort of dealing with that. But I think of, you know, some of those quotes that I've mentioned, for example, from Gary Kaas, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. There are periods of opportunity of which the hierarchy takes advantage, and this present period is one of major opportunity. You know, hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively expressed of expanding human consciousness that when it is well advanced, it appears quite natural and reasonable. In the early stages, however, it is generally considered radical and even revolutionary, and often meets determined opposition. Used to just call it the World Revolutionary Movement. Now, you know, it's just kind of what happens. It's not, though. It's not normal. It shouldn't be normalized. So from Derry Brownfield's article, Minnesota's Twin Cities, 1,800 people per square mile. Well, finish that thought. We'll get to the phones here in a second. When we come back, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.